It's Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
That's right indeed. Got to take action now. Well, we're doing just that. We're talking about customer service. One of the things about small business that you just can't, you know, frankly, small business, big business, got to be right. Customer service, again, it's the touch point with the marketplace. Now, listen, we've got, we had Sam ask an important question, and I know, Dan, you want to follow up and ask Sam a follow-on question. Before we go to that, though, we've got Randy in Auburn Hills. Let's go to him quickly. Randy, you had a comment, actually, about, it was about the call that Dan had with a salesman that we played, and you had a comment about that. Welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Thank you, Jeff and Dan. I just thought of immediately that the gentleman, the sales representative, should have gotten the man's name and phone number, and then also taken it a step further in the regards of to expedite the sale would have been to ask him his size, what he might be interested in, and have them all gathered and ready for him when he came in at 8:30. I thought that that would really finish off that customer service that is so important in business.
Randy, absolutely. I think you bring up a really good point. First of all, you have to expect the unexpected. So how do you do that? And what you bring up is exactly, you got to be able to think on your feet, first of all. So that's one thing. But if you could proactively anticipate and come up with a system that you can develop to anticipate problems or things that customers may want, then you could have a checklist of things to go through, just like what you suggested. I think you bring up some excellent points that would have even more so blown me away.
Yeah, absolutely. Randy, I want to thank you for calling in and making that comment. That's one of the things I love about Startup Nation Radio. We invite the community. You know, we try to cover it all, but there's a lot of smart people out there that certainly can add to our discussion, and we welcome Randy's comment. Thank him for it, and welcome your comments as well. If you want to join our conversation on customer service, 800-859-0957. Thanks again, Randy. And Tara, you actually had a comment about customer service you wanted to share with us.
I did. I think, we could actually relate it to the phone call. We know that this gentleman was a salesman, right? He wasn't the actual business owner. A lot of business owners are very engaged in their business. They know their product. They want to sell, sell, sell. How do you get the same out of your salespeople? How do you hire the right people? Is it innate or can it be taught? I believe it can be taught. And if we go back to the first episode that we did and we had Dan Gilbert on, and he talked a lot about the culture. If your employees see you picking up a wrapper that's laying on the floor and throwing it away, your sales associates will follow, do the same thing. It's all about what they see. They're a reflection of you.
This is the lead by example kind
Absolutely.
Of thing, right? I think that's an excellent point. It's one thing if you're a small business owner and it's your business alone. Dan, you mentioned if you have employees.
That's right.
How do you extend your good level of customer service to the
that's
employee
right.
level? And you're right, Tara. It comes from creating a culture and instilling, you know, first of all, being it, living it yourself, leading by example. And then making sure everyone understands exactly what you expect.
And so, and we can help you with that. If you go to our Startup Nation website on our site, www.startupnation.com, we've got 13 customer service skills you need to develop in 2014. We have that on there for you. You can download that.
Yeah, excellent.
Create
excellent.
That awareness.
Okay. Okay, very good. Dan, Sam, you had a question. You want to follow
I've got
up
a question. Sam, are you still there?
Sam, are you with us? You're on the line.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Sam, I had a follow-up question for you. You sounded like somebody who really is passionate about customer service, somebody who's been in the trenches for a long time. Could you tell us in 2014, going back to your work-life balance question, because obviously it's very important to you, what have you found in customer service, and what is it for you that makes it work, and how do you grow your business in 2014?
Let's talk about growing the business in 2014. If you have a good, positive experience with the client, the term is you want to close the transaction, you want to close the deal. As you mentioned earlier about cross-selling and trying to understand what other niches you can fill really makes a significant difference. I'll tell you, one time I was at a national coffee shop, and I ordered my coffee. They told me the dollar value, gave my Amex, and that was that. But they should have asked something else. What else? And it's not shutting a customer down, but being engaging so you can ask what else. Because people, if you've had a good experience with selling and providing a particular service, and the customer is cognizant of it, and you're considered a trusted advisor, maybe you'll have an opportunity to do something else a little bit different, but still within their realm.
I think that's an excellent point, and thanks for adding that, Sam. Now, listen, Dan, as we said, we had a chance to call some of these companies and learn from actual real-world calls. Now, we're not going to mention the business names. We're not going to mention the people's names, but I had a chance to do one of those calls. And let's take a listen to it, and then we'll comment on it after. We'll see what we liked and what we didn't like in the way this call was handled by the sales associate. Okay, let's roll it.
Perfect.
Good afternoon, Dell Hospital. How can I help you?
I just have a quick question. I understand you guys sell brooder trucks for kids.
We do, uh-huh.
Yeah. I also understand, my wife handed this off to me, I also understand that, candidly, your pricing's a little higher than I might be able to find online or other places. But I guess I don't mind buying from you guys, but is there anything that I can expect, more of for paying more, or what's the situation on the pricing?
Well, we're a small family-run business. I've been here for 60 years. And, part of it is we've had to fight, to keep ourselves. There used to be stores on every street corner, toy stores, and now there isn't. And so we're kind of a unique, we're a unique store. We'd like you to support the local businessman. And so our prices might be a tiny bit higher, but we do have a lot of things on sale. Like right now, the brooder trucks are 10% off. And almost always we have specials for senior citizens. So, like, if you shop with Grandma, sometimes she can get discount prices on things that are not on sale. We often have coupons in the paper, and we have 25% off coupons sometimes in the Metro Parent or if you join our mailing list. We send out emails, like, twice or three times a month, and way at the bottom is often a 25% off coupon on one item. So there are a couple of ways that you can, beat the cost. And when you do order something online, you might be ordering it from us too, because we sell to Amazon a lot. And part of it is we just want you to support the local businessman.
Yeah, okay. So I'm maybe paying slightly more, but I'm supporting local business, and that makes me feel good. It's that time of year, right?
Well, and the other thing is you can walk in here and touch the truck and look at it.
That's a good point.
When you're ordering over the internet, you don't. You have to, you just look at a picture of it.
All right. So I think that was very interesting. So the point of my call was to say, look, you're a local business. Now, I know if I come to shop at your local store, I'm going to pay more for the product. But she really worked it hard.
Nobody ever gets that, do they?
I mean, I'll tell you what, that's a tough thing to answer to, because the reality is the local store charges more because they don't sell in the big volumes that the big stores do. That's the that's the underlying reality. She really worked it hard, and here are some things that I took away. Number one, the tug at the heartstrings. Support local business.
Right.
You're buying here in your local community, you're supporting a local business. That had some value. I think that had some value. Engaged me a little bit. Then she moved on to, hey, by the way, the brooder trucks are on sale.
Right.
10% off. Okay, so I'm not paying retail, full retail. 10% off. I'm getting closer to that price point, that competitive price point where I want to be. Then she threw in the senior citizen special. And then if she hadn't had me yet, she went to the loyalty program kind of thing, like join our email list and we'll even send you a 25% off coupon that you can use occasionally. And then a really good one was, if you're buying local, you can come in and touch the truck and look at it, where you can't do that if you're buying online.
Right. So, Jeff, think about this. She was in the middle of a busy day. She picks up the phone call. She's probably dealing with three other customers, and she's trying to deal with this question. So she really, I believe, anticipated this. This is an example of somebody who's thought about this before, probably has gotten this question before, and I thought she did a fabulous job. I think the senior citizen one, getting Grandma involved
was great.
Amazing.
That was great.
Was perfect.
Was
selling
great.
To Amazon, she mentioned. We sell to Amazon. That was huge credibility.
Yeah. Great stuff. All right, now listen. We're going to find out. You mentioned that she probably has been through this before. But as you said, Tara, culture starts from the top. We're actually going to get a chance to talk to the business owner and manager who runs the company that she works for, the store that she works for locally. We're going to find out, was that just off the cuff? Was that just a great employee doing that thing naturally that you talked about? Or is there a culture? Is there a system in place? What is he teaching his employees to do such a good job? We're going to find out. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio. We're going to come right back, and we're going to hear all the answers from the guy who knows.